Yo, we need to do something crazy.
Something crazy, Juno.
Something crazy.
He means doing something crazy.
What did you have in mind?
I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Oh, that radio show.
And here they are today.
Absolutely. Let's get it going. Monday, 6:10, you got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you and yours. Appreciate you listening. Man, over the weekend, if you were into the NFL, what a weekend of great football. The Packers won. And then last night's come from behind the Buffalo Bills. That is what's caused a lot of buzz because they weren't even projected to win. And so give it to Josh Allen and the crew there. They crushed it. So,
right?
Yeah, against Lamar Jackson. So that was, if you were, that's where I spent my weekend. How about you? Besides doing some yard work. Spent my weekend watching
same.
Some NFL. And,
that's right.
I'm glad NFL season's back in action. So, and you happy with your pick there with Micah Parsons, you said?
We'll take it.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Rick and I were just talking about exorbitant salaries.
$48 million a year, and then it was like $129 guaranteed. So it's like, could you imagine that? You know, you and I are lucky to be minimum wage around these parts.
I just don't know how you go from a big city to little old Green Bay, but
they're paying. Hey, They're paying.
What did I text you?
Yeah.
I'd go too.
You want to give me $148 million? I'm your Huckleberry.
I'm there.
All right, we're gonna work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news coming up in just a little bit. I know we got tickets also to the Othello PRCA Rodeo and a bunch of other things to give away too. So, right, Patty?
Yeah, we got the Derby as well.
And we got the Derby. Mm-hmm. So let's get the day started. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
7 KORD at 6:22. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much listening. Air quality alert still in effect for us. That
really?
Haze is in the air. Yep. 65 degrees for you right now as you get up and get going. Happy Monday. Hopefully you're having a great day so far. All right. Here you go. Over the weekend, my wife and I had to run a bunch of errands, and she went to the drive-thru.
Did she go to Dutch Bros?
She went to Roscoe's Coffee. We were in the Horn Rapids area.
Okay, yeah.
So we went there, Treasure Valley Coffee in Roscoe's.
And were you in your truck?
No. But she loves their ground coffee there, so she wouldn't, you know, that's a long... We live in Kennewick. She has to drive all the way
over
there.
It's right down the road from me.
I know, right across. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she likes their ground coffee.
Yeah.
So she picked a bag up over the weekend. Anyway, she was interesting enough. She was having her latte or whatever, and we were talking about pumpkin spice. And she goes, I really don't like pumpkin spice. And I thought, really? So I thought to myself, okay, that'd make a great Facebook fun. So here you go, pumpkin spice. And love it or hate it, I know Starbucks brought back their pumpkin spice.
I love it.
You love it.
I love anything pumpkin.
All right. I think my wife said, about the only thing she likes pumpkin in is basically pie is about it. So do you love it or not? Pumpkin spice, love it or hate it? It's a pretty simple question this morning. That is going to be the Facebook fun. So Patty's a love it. I don't drink lattes, so I have no idea what a pumpkin spice latte tastes like. So I don't drink
really?
Coffee. I don't, you know.
I've never seen you drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Ugh, like old wet socks, whatever. Ugh, hated it.
I got it right here in my Town Square mug.
I know. My dad loved it as black, sludge.
Oh, no, I have to have it flavored.
He'd have it sitting out there in the thing for days, not even heated up, and he'd just walk over and turn it on.
Some people just, they have coffee all the time. My parents. Like that.
Yeah. So the black sludge, there you go. So I have not had that. So pumpkin spice, love it or hate it, chime in. That'll be the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
On the app. All right, Patty, what is going on in Nashville?
Well, it was Megan Maroney's night making history. She is the first ever winner of the MTV Video Music Award for Best Country Artist. Yep, she was recognized for Am I Okay? Chris Stapleton, Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and Morgan Wallen were also nominated. This year marks the first time in its 40-year history the VMAs have included a country category. Meanwhile, Riley Green is selling his luxurious Nashville home. It's 2,800 square foot home in Music City's exclusive Charlotte Park neighborhood, listed for over just $1 million. Featuring four bedrooms, it's got 4.5 baths, also plenty of high-end features. The home is listed with Zeitlin Sotheby's International Realty, if you're interested. Finally, Radar Online says that Garth Brooks is allegedly causing a kitchen war with his wife, Trisha Yearwood. Apparently, he's kind of bossy and very critical of her cooking recently. An insider says she just humors him when she's making something that he's really proud of. But apparently, he's getting in her way more and more these days. And he's picking on her dishes, saying they need this and that, which she finds insulting. It needs more salt. You can't criticize if you don't even taste it. Just saying.
He's just messing with her.
He is. It's lighthearted. They're fine. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
An awesome job. And of course, last night's big game, you had the Bills and you had the Ravens. And man, they were down by 15-plus points.
Come from behind.
In the last 4 minutes. Last 4 minutes.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing. So it was a sight to see. And if you're a Bills fan today, you're pretty excited about it. Everybody had put up the Ravens as winning,
right?
And they were ahead for a long time, and then
41-40.
Josh Allen came.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're a fan of that, I know you're Packers. You're a Packers fan, and that was
right
kind of, that was kind of a blowout. So it was like they got far ahead, and it was good. There was a bunch of good games. Seahawks sadly lost over the weekend. Saw that game too. So again, it's the big kickoff of the NFL. A lot of great teams out there. A lot of teams you're not expecting. So
no,
definitely worth checking out there. All right, anywhere, everywhere on the station mobile app, we got it going on for you. Watch out if you're out in the roadways. Bob Olson Parkway, they're finally cracking down on speeders out there. So KPD warning people. They're also looking for a motorcyclist that went over 100 miles an hour.
What are you doing?
Well, the guy.
I mean, really?
And he evaded the police and all that, so they're still looking for the guy. But they're up there. The emphasis patrols.
That's
out
insane.
There. Bob Olson Parkway, be aware of that. And then easy access to COVID-19. A couple friends of mine have COVID. It's funny. I didn't realize it's still going around, but it's still going around.
I know. And so, I know.
So the vaccine is available to all. And then this crazy one, this Edmonds cop pretending, what is it?
It was a security guard who showed up on the scene. And he goes, "Hey guys, I'm an off-duty, you know, detective." No, you're not. You're a security guard.
So weird. When people do
this guy had flashing blue lights on his vehicle.
Yep, not allowed.
So impersonating an officer, you're going to jail. Sorry.
That's just that crazy. Come on.
I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, some people are so delusional. Shows up, hey, guys.
He actually had a police badge. He had an Edmonds Police Department badge.
Probably bought it online on eBay or whatever.
We are in a different time, man.
I would not trust.
I mean, yeah.
Wow, crazy story. So those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Liquor ain't it, don't hurt like it used to. Number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you this morning. Other people's problems this morning brought to you by our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. I got a situation going on with some teenagers. What's going on with Nora here?
Rick and Patty, my son is a senior in high school, and he and his girlfriend have been dating for 2 years. They recently came to me and asked if she could start sleeping over. At first, I thought they were joking, but they're not. My husband and I are discussing it and have no idea what to say or do. What would you do if you were us? Is this a good idea? My husband says it's a good idea because we can watch over them. He also says it's a bad idea because it could lead to other problems. Wink, wink. High school sleepovers are not. I know others are doing it. Nora and Pasco.
Oh,
really?
Others are doing it. That's always been the number one wrong reason to do anything if somebody else is doing it. You know what? It's interesting, Patty. Even in our day, I'll say it's on a rare occasion, but I will throw this out there, is I do recall people going on camping trips that were boyfriend and girlfriend when they were juniors or seniors in high school, different things like that. So it's not like this new age of anything. I mean, I think this has kind of sort of been going on a long time. Now, is it a yay or nay? If my son Logan had asked for this in high school, it would have been a big no for me. So
yeah, my head's spinning. Not in my house. Absolutely not.
I am not defending it.
Nope.
But also, kids will be kids as well. So
I know
that
they'll make. I know
because I've heard these I remember one time working in Yakima, the front desk reception goes, oh, it didn't matter what my parents said. You know, when I was a junior or senior, we just go to the hotel, whatever. You know what I'm saying? No, she did. So she readily admitted that, you know. So, yeah, it's and my sisters snuck out. So I recall them sneaking out in the middle of the night to go meet their boyfriends at the golf course.
My parents would flip their lids.
All right, I get it. So, and then interesting, Megan, my wife, my current wife, her parents let her drive to Portland to see her, to see Man Mountain.
There she goes every weekend.
Every other week.
See you on Monday.
It was every other weekend. I'm like, I looked over her and I said, really, your parents were that gullible, you know? And I have to ask her, my mother-in-law, Kathy, about, well, I'm not going to, because Kathy'd be smoking her cigarette. Kathy smokes, she'd be smoking her cigarette. What you want to know? I'm like, no, Kathy, you allowed Megan when she was in high school. Now, I will tell you this, Megan's biggest regret, one of her regrets, is she says, I wish I did not do that. I should have not. I mean, she goes, my entire high school life was all about this one dude. And she goes, that I regret.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even together.
Right.
You know, it's like,
She missed out on some school activities.
Yeah, you missed out on stuff driving to Portland every other weekend or so. So this is a no for me.
It's a no for me, too.
And now I'm like, and if they're asking, they're already active. You know what I'm saying? Kids just don't ask like that. Kids just don't say that. Before we go to break, I will tell you the funny story about Logan.
But what if they're in separate rooms, Rick?
That ain't going to work. No, trust me. I just remember that my son and I have a great relationship, and he talked about SEX all the way up until it happened, and then he quit talking about it, and he was probably 16 years old, and I said, huh. I looked over it one day and said, yeah, I know what happened.
Well, what are you talking about, Dad?
I'm like, da-da-da-da. He goes, I don't want to talk about it. Like, okay. Yeah, but up until that point, so I knew something had happened. So it's a no. It's a no for you, too.
Yeah.
All right, Nora.
Absolutely not.
Others are doing it. Wrong reason.
No, they're not. Nope.
Not in Patty's house. All right, so 547-KORD, 547-5673. What would you do in this situation if your seniors came home and said, hey, this is what we want to do? Would you allow it? And if you would allow it, defend it. We want to know. Facebook comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
So much stuff to give away. John Party will give that away coming up in just a little bit. But before we get to that, we do have the Othello PRCA Rodeo. It's coming around the corner here this weekend. And we got passes, don't we, Patty?
We do. We have passes to the rodeo as well. We've got passes to the Demolition Derby, which is on Wednesday.
All right. So you want to combo this up a little bit there, Patty?
It's totally up to you. Whatever you want to do.
So we're going to give you tickets to the rodeo and give you tickets to the Demo Derby. A little surprise for you there. 547-KORD. We'll just take the next couple callers. So 1, 2, and 3. How about that?
All right. We got do 4 packs?
Yeah, let's do 4 packs. Let's make it super easy for you guys. 547-KORD. We'll even ask you what you want, and we'll do our best to get you some stuff. How about that? First 3 callers, 1, 2, 3. Good luck from 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Number one for new country, it's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 65 degrees and partly sunny skies for you. Air quality advisory still in effect for you. Well, over the weekend, I did catch a little snippet of this interview with Charlie Sheen. He's got a brand new book coming out called The Book of Sheen. Interesting enough, it was CBS This Morning was doing the interview with him, and they showed him back in 2000, whenever he was doing his big meltdown. And they go, what do you think of that person? And he goes, that's not, and Charlie Sheen goes, that's not me. That's not who I am. You know,
he spent a lot of money with the Hollywood Madam.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he admitted that, and all these different things he's admitted to.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that the book and the documentary, it's his wildlife, his drug use, his relationships, men and women, and says that Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez did not contribute to the book at all. Like, they didn't want to be a part of it. So
it's like a tell-all.
It really is a tell-all. I guess he's being as honest, you know, he's he's being as honest as humanly possible, and probably trying to sell some books as well. I get it. What a crazy! I mean, but for that, remember
he said that he was quiet about men because he didn't know how that was going to, he thought it would negatively affect his career.
Yeah. Well, and think about right? when he had his meltdown, he was the highest paid TV actor at the time.
Well, remember Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, and he was the highest paid at the time, and meltdown, and goes, winning.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
And Tiger Blood. Yeah. Goes, well, you know, Charlie Sheen, Tiger Blood, you know. So now he kind of, as I was watching this interview, kind of regrets. He's like, I don't recognize. He goes, I was on drugs, all these different things. And it really is, a crazy tale if you mm-hmm. think about it. Mm-hmm. So do you have a wild or crazy relative that overshares? So when someone's like, okay, like, I don't need that.
Oh, the TMI.
TMI, that much information. I don't need that much information. So we're going to take some calls, have some fun, jaw-dropping things they've said in front of people.
What about not just relatives, sometimes coworkers, and you're like, what? Did they just say that?
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It was funny. Many years ago, we were doing a live broadcast at Zilla at the Squeeze Inn, and there was this gal that was always there. She was a regular, and her bra was up on the spinning fan. And we'd asked about it, and she goes, oh, she's here tonight, da da da. I'm like, really? And she walked up and lifted her shirt up.
No.
To Gunner at the time, Gunner, who used to work for us. And I went, what the? She just walks right up and just lifts her
shirt. Gunner, huh?
Yeah. Ooh. Just like, whoa, hello. And we were like, but her bra was hanging from the chandelier. Like, okay, maybe that might be a little oversharing. So let's take some calls. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Somebody in your family has done some jaw-dropping things. You're like, what just happened? What did I see? Or did I think saw that? Calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
747, Rick and Patty, good morning. 65 degrees sunshine for you, Tri-Cities. Your morning commute. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in anywhere and everywhere. Got a $500 Visa gift card up for grabs. Also, Eric Church tickets and Cole Swindell. You want to win those? You can log on to the Cord app and onto the website and get signed up right now for you. Well, brand new Charlie Sheen documentary coming out, a brand new book coming out, and, back in the day, Charlie just wild and crazy.
Right.
You know, winning. I know. Tiger blood, winning. I mean, he just went off the rails. He's like, I can't believe being the highest paid sitcom actor at the time.
We're lucky he's still here.
I know.
Really.
It has ended badly for other people, that's for sure. Yeah. So, any crazy wild relative in your family. Interesting enough about this book is Dad Martin Sheen and brother Emilio goes, I don't want any part of this. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be a part of the book at all. So Charlie is basically oversharing. So crazy, wild relative, mind-boggling, jaw-dropping stuff that they've said. I know we're starting to get some really... We're getting some good calls on this. Tell us, who is it? Who is it?
That's my aunt.
Okay.
She overshared about back in the 70s when she was younger. And the guy that she would was dating or whatnot, and her sisters had all dated the same man, and didn't know, her other sisters didn't know that she was dating them too, and they were all trying to be secretive about it, which ended up leading to her losing her eye. So she has a glass eye now.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy. All right. Crazy story on that. 547-KORD. All right. Who's oversharing way too much about their past life? What do you got?
It's about my mom.
Okay, your mom.
Where do I start? Well, she told me all about her partying with rock stars.
Oh, jeez.
And she showed me a picture of it, too. And I was like, oh, my God, mother. She said, yeah, men loved me back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly. Like, she talks about this, like, I don't even know who he is. I don't know. He had long hair. She showed me pictures. She would just tell me all her stories and every nasty detail she's ever done. And I'm like, I did not want to hear that.
Right.
She's like, yeah, they love that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, no one wants to hear that. You know, if you want to do a quick little Google search, I don't know, Patty, have you ever heard of Plaster Caster? The groupie? Okay, so yes, there's a Kiss song about it, Plaster Caster, and there was this groupie that went around and made plaster, molds of
that?
Yeah, of famous rock stars. So I think she's got Jimi Hendrix, she's got, and the song...
So she's the ultimate groupie.
Well, absolutely. Well, yeah, she's got... all these rock stars let her...
She's got proof.
She's got proof. They did a huge Rolling Stone article on her. I'm like,
oh,
what?
No.
I'm like, what the... I was like, what? So there's some crazy groupie stories from the 70s back in the 1960s, 70s and stuff like that. Do you have a wild, crazy relative that overshares? I know you can't beat these stories. More on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
For New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Welcome to it. It's 8:08. Always great to be with you. It says here hot days ahead. So 68 degrees for you right now. Today's high in the high 90s. Over the next couple days for you, there still is a little bit of air stagnation in effect for you. So be aware of that. If you've got the KORD mobile app, it's so easy to open that up for a chance at a $500 Visa gift card, Eric Church tickets, Cole Swindell tickets up for grabs. Also, I just posted, if you are a huge Cougar fan, WSU Cougar fan, the WSU helmet car just sold. Now, this thing was broken down, and the college had it, and they offered $800, or at least the starting bid was $800. It got up to $8,000 for the broken down helmet car. So yeah, it's pretty cool if you're a big Coug fan and a Cougar fan did buy it, a Super Cougar fan bought it. So it's really cool, but it's the helmet. You know, as you see in the college games, you know, that drives around the stadium or whatever, you're like, let's get in there. It's a big giant helmet. Let's go.
Somebody's in there now.
I'm sure Notre Dame has one of those kind of things where it's got a helmet car or whatever. They've all got these helmet cars and stuff. So it's really super cool looking. And I bet they fix it up and take it through a parade.
I bet.
How much you want to bet? And a business bought it. So that's gonna be a lot of fun to see that thing.
Yeah, you can let your employees
drive
it in.
It's kind of like driving the Wienermobile. You know, get out the WSU Cougar mobile. I love that.
Why not?
And also, this is a crazy story. Patty posted about it over the weekend too. That cop in Edmonds that was not a cop. That's such a crazy story.
Security guard wannabe, excuse me.
He even had blue lights.
He had blue lights and he had a police badge. He had an Edmonds police badge.
Must have bought it offline.
I don't know.
Some crazy story. And he got busted. He's going
to jail. You can't impersonate it. Well, and police are asking anybody who may have encountered this guy.
Yeah.
Who's to say how many people he pulled over?
Really? These are crazy stories when you hear stuff like that. So you can definitely check out those articles and more. Got it posted for you on the station mobile app. Now, it may sound crazy, but it's not crazy because it's the truth. Patty is now, 43?
I'm 43 pounds down.
Wow.
How about it? It's happening, Rick.
I know. She has lost so much weight. It's crazy. Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. And a lot of people come into the studio that haven't seen us in a while and are like, what are you guys doing?
Just the other day, somebody came in and said, Rick, what are you doing?
That's right.
What's going on?
So I lost 20 pounds. I've been down 20 pounds and I got it done in 6 weeks. And then I've maintained it for months now. So Patty's still on her goal.
Still on my journey.
Doing gangbusters. And I've been off of the diet and still have maintained my weight, that 20 pounds that I've lost. And it's all because of Tri-Cities Weight Loss. They really give you the tools to be successful, right,
They
Patty?
Do. They do. You don't have to count any calories. There's no exercising involved. No prepackaged meals. No surgery. And no drugs. There aren't any injectables that you need to do.
And no side effects, which is nice. It literally is, here's the food you need to do. Here's the plan, and then you follow it. You can get your food at Yokes, Walmart, grocery outlet, you name it. It's not like it's fancy food or anything.
It is not.
Just normal food.
Nope. You follow it. They give you the plan. It's like a map, and then you reach your destination. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two safely, as Rick and I did, call Tri-Cities Weight Loss, 509-410-0670.
And the website, check them out, tricitiesweightloss.com. And when you call Ashley, just let her know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Well, he was fantastic at this year's Watershed. Tyler Hubbard back then right now for you at 8:24. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. 68 degrees, cloudy skies. Going to be another warm one for us. Going to be near, it looks like it's going to be near when I'm going to look over and take a little sneak peek for you, Patty.
What do you got?
It looks like today about 87. Oh. 87 for the high today.
All right.
82 for Tuesday, okay. Wednesday, 81. It's gonna be cooler on Thursday, 79. When was the last time we were in the 70s? So looking forward to that. A little under 80 there for
right
it.
On.
So looking forward to the next couple days as we cool down, as we get, I know, fall around the corner. Still summertime, but fall around the corner for you. All right, Nora's got a situation. Let's tie this off. Cliff Septic, thank you so much for sponsoring other people's problems. Nora got a big situation going
on. Well, she does. The kids want to spend the night together. She says, my son is a senior in high school. He and his girlfriend, they've been dating for 2 years, and they came to me and asked if she could start sleeping over. She goes, I thought they were kidding, but they're not. My husband and I are discussing the situation, but we've got no idea what to say or do. What would you do if you were us? Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Yeah, a lot of people are already chiming in on Facebook. Start us off, Patty. What are people saying?
Alondra says, my opinion may not matter very much, but I'm a mom of 3 young girls. Honestly, I would have a conversation with the other parents. And if you're worried about, just have a conversation about being safe. And it's better to be safe about it and make sure that they understand.
Yeah. Hope says, depending on age, I guess, if he's like 18, like an 18-year-old senior, it would be a discussion with both of them and both the other parents. If under 18, automatically, nope. I only say 18 because at that point they could move out if they wanted and better start learning that safety at home before going off on their own. That's from Hope.
Mary says, personally, I wouldn't, but that's me. If he's 18, why not? If he's under 18, probably not.
Yeah, I like what Pete says. If you're worried about wink, wink, it's happening whether you're having him sleep over or not. My high school girlfriend and I were at the same place, and that was Pete.
Cindy says no. Barbie says nope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blair says obviously no, right? I mean, you got to sleep sometime, and it's just not a good idea. So
It's no for me.
Oh, did you see what Zoe said? See Zoe? I started dating my husband in high school, and we stayed with one another from time to time. Uh-huh. If it was bad weather, his parents let me stay and vice versa. We also stayed with one another after prom or homecoming since we were both out super late. He would crash at my house. I hate to break it to you, but they're more likely already doing what you think you wanted them to avoid doing if they're teens in high school. It's better to know where they are safe in your house rather than just lying to you and saying that they're staying at a friend's house. You got to set boundaries and give them the opportunity to show that they respect you. Mm. If they don't, obviously, then don't let them stay the night again. And that's from Zoe. So, wow.
I don't know.
See, I told you. Even with my own wife, it was funny. She was driving up meeting the boyfriend every couple weekends.
My parents would never have allowed this.
I know. I was like, I've always wanted to. I've never talked to Kathy about it, my mother-in-law. But I've always wanted to say, while she's smoking her cigarette, what? What were you doing, Kathy? What? Anyway, yeah. She allowed it. But then again, my wife also said big regrets only by the fact that she felt like she wasted her high school years by dating this one guy and one guy only, spend her weekends in Portland rather than.
But that's a choice she made.
She made the choice. And she said, looking back, that would not have been the choice she would have made about that situation. All right. We did our best, Nora. A lot of division in here. And a lot of people are, no, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Well, I don't think Zoe is, like she said.
Zoe's not wrong. Zoe,
no.
I mean, but that's what you're, but what are you willing to accept? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is truly the question. I'll have to think about this. If my son had come home and said, I'm torn too. Now both my boys have girlfriends and I obviously know that, and they're adults now, but I just know when Logan was 16 and he quit talking about it, I was like, I already knew what happened. I'm not, dad's not stupid. All right, Nora, did our best to solve it for you. Go through these comments, decide which one you think is going to work for best for you guys, and good luck to 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.